Jeff Langman joined here today by Kaylee Simons of the Kemper Catholic at Night volleyball team. Of course, she made her decision several months ago that she's going to be heading over to DMAC to continue her volleyball career as well as her education. We'll talk about that part of it coming up here later on in the interview. But Kaylee, I want to appreciate you joining us here today and congratulations, on making that decision.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm super excited about it. I cannot wait to get over there and just experience that program. So I'm super excited. Thank you so much for having me.
You better. These last 4 or 5 months of high school going to be really tough for you then with that excitement to go?
I know. Yes. I'm starting to get ready. I'm starting to get super excited about graduating and starting something like that. So yes, I'm definitely going to be very anxious these next couple of months.
I can imagine. And volleyball, something that you love. So we'll talk about how that grew with you here in just a moment. But you and I talked late summer, and I knew you were going over to DMAC, but you kind of didn't want to do anything with it then. So we kind of held that information for a while until your season got over. But let's start with that recruiting process for you. When did kind of things start for you, and when did coaches start touching base with you and you maybe starting to peek at college as something that you wanted to do with volleyball?
Yep. Freshman year, after we had the opportunity to go down and play at state volleyball, I knew that there was some interest, and it kind of just put it in my head and got me thinking of if that was something that I wanted to pursue later on. And then after freshman year, I kind of just put it in the back of my mind, telling myself that once I got further down the road, figured out what I wanted to do in college, that would be when I dealt with that situation. So definitely my last year and towards the end of my junior year was when I really focused in and figured out where I want to go, what I want to do, and if I wanted to play volleyball. So that's when I really looked into it, and I found this DMAC program, and they reached out, and everything that I was hearing and everything that they were telling me was just something that I was definitely interested in. I loved every single bit of it. So I went on a visit, and I talked with the coaches, and it was the most welcoming, loving experience. I just knew right when I got there that it was home. It was something that I really wanted to be a part of. So that's when I really knew that, yes, this is something that I'm definitely going to do after high school, because I'm just not ready to say no, to say goodbye to volleyball yet. So,
and it sounded like the kind of the recruitment for you, or at least the visitation any other place, kind of ended after that DMAC trip.
Yes, I think that's when I really, the opportunity that I was going to be given there was everything that I was looking for. To play volleyball after high school and to pursue my education after high school. So once I saw that, I was like, this has everything that I want. This is something that I really cannot wait to be a part of. So I think that is when I really just closed everything else off, and I knew that was where I wanted to be.
You mentioned early that after your freshman season, you wanted to figure out what you wanted to do with your future, not just the volleyball part, but probably the education and the career following school and volleyball. So how much did that impact on where I want to go if I want to play volleyball? Because they probably had to offer what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. That was a huge thing for me. I knew within the last couple of years of high school that I wanted to go into nursing. That was a really big thing for me. And a lot of the surrounding schools, which is where I wanted to be, didn't have the exact nursing programs that I was looking into. So knowing that DBAC had everything I wanted education-wise, along with this amazing volleyball program, just really showed me that it was everything that I wanted. God bless me with the amazing talents of and gifts of playing volleyball. So I knew that that would just be another amazing thing on top of just getting my education. So that made me super excited.
Let's talk nursing for a moment. It sounds like you know what area you want to go into. Where did you kind of pick up, hey, I want to be a nurse, this is what I want to do?
Yes, my oldest sister did her nursing program through Boone, and she absolutely loved it. She was just born to be a nurse. So after seeing her go through nursing school and seeing her move on in her career, I was surrounded by that and hearing everything. I just absolutely loved it. It was always something that I had in the back of my head. So then I did a summer internship through our local hospital, and I just knew that it was something that I wanted to do. I just really fell in love with the idea of helping people and being that person for someone who's in need. So I just absolutely fell in love with all of the nursing staff and everyone that I saw doing their and loving their job. So I felt like that was something I was definitely called to do. So that's what I'm planning to pursue. I cannot be more excited about the nursing program at DMAC. So, yes, I'm super excited.
So for you, do you know what area you want to focus in on nursing, or are you still kind of broad on that and just know you want to be in the nursing field and you'll figure that out once you get into the nursing program?
Yep, I think that's something I'll figure out after getting into the nursing program. I've done a couple of internships where I've gone into different areas of the hospital and got to see a closer look at all of the different departments, but I absolutely loved all of them. There wasn't like an, oh, I would never see myself doing this kind of moment. So I absolutely loved all of the departments. So I just told myself I would get into nursing school and figure it out from there.
With nursing, does it matter to you where you end up someday, or do you want to come back home, or would you like to travel a little? Those options are out there.
Yes, there's so many options when it comes to nursing, which is another reason why I'm super excited about it, just because there's so much flexibility. But I think I would love to try and stay away and try something new in a bigger hospital for some experience. But eventually, I definitely do see myself coming back here and staying local by all my family and everything like that. So I further down the road, I definitely see myself coming back local, but I think I would love to experience and try something new in those early stages of being a nurse.
Speaking of your family, I have a feeling your love of volleyball started somewhere with a family member.
Yes, definitely. I always watched my older sisters playing on their volleyball teams, their travel teams, and then obviously my mom helped coach. So that was something that was a huge part of our family, and it just surrounded me by how much love and passion we all had for it. So that has always been my favorite, just because it was something that we all bonded over and we all loved together. So my family definitely influenced my love for volleyball, yes.
Who do you credit your outstanding skills at? You're one of the best liberos I've ever got a chance to watch and to cover. So who do you credit that those skills to?
I think I've just had the amazing opportunities from a really young age to be surrounded by the Kemper volleyball teams that were a lot older than me, with through my sisters, through my mom pushing me to go and just gain experience watching Keith Sickrod coach these older girls who were definitely intimidating for me at the time, but it gave me so much experience and it really pushed me to strive for the goals that we did once we got to high school, because I got to see all of these amazing athletes working in the gym and I got to be a part of. I had the amazing opportunities from Keith and my mom to just get in the gym with them and learn from a really young age that if I can just push myself and build those skills up from a young age, that they will definitely pay off in high school. And they really did. So I'm very blessed for the opportunities that I had to gain that experience at a lot younger age than a lot of girls get to. Yes, that was definitely a blessing, being coached by my mom and all that amazing stuff that I had, experiences that I had when I was a lot younger in fourth, fifth, sixth grade, I think definitely pushed me and inspired all of my goals that I set for high school. So definitely my mom was a huge part of that.
So when did you pick up that first volleyball? You kind of talk fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. I know I was part of the club that you were at, you know, in sixth grade, and you mentioned being intimidated. You didn't walk into that gym intimidated at all. You were like, Keith, just hit at me as hard as you can. So how old were you when you really started to play?
I would say it was definitely a couple of years younger than that. I always, around the house, had a volleyball in my hand, just with my older sisters being on AAU team. So I always had a volleyball in my hand. I always wanted and just seeked out to learn more, to gain more experience, touch a volleyball in any way that I could. So I think that's definitely what led me to loving it so much, just because it was something that I surrounded myself with since I was such a young girl. So yes, I've just always really had that drive, that love to dive after a ball, to save a ball. I just always loved passing and the defense part of it. It was just something that I felt like I was really called to do, especially with me being so short. I knew I wasn't going to be a middle blocker or a huge hitter on the outside. So I think that just really helped me discover my love for defense.
With that, where do you feel you can still get better as a defender?
I think there are so many things that I can still get better with, which is why I'm so excited that I'm going to a school and a program that is really defense focused. I think that there are a lot of new techniques and new things that volleyball is coming up with, especially recently. So I feel like there's definitely so much that I can learn, so many new different techniques, different strategies of the game. So I'm super, super eager and excited to learn all of that new stuff and to really apply that to my game.
As far as your conversations with the DMAC coaches, where do they see you fitting in right away?
I do see that they see me in a libero position, which is super exciting. That's what I'm really comfortable with. That's what I'm really have just kind of pushed myself to master over the last couple of years. Obviously, I love playing defense wherever that it fits, wherever they put me. I'm just super eager to play with all of these amazing girls. So I'm definitely open to anything, but I think that that libero position is really just something that I'm super passionate about. So, yes.
A former Knight in Kenya Prescott has gone over there and had an outstanding career in volleyball as a libero there. One of your high school coaches, Maddie Wagner, also played over there and had a nice career. So how much did that kind of help in that transition into seeing, you know, everything at DMAC and what they offered?
Yes, I knew that they absolutely loved the program, and that really pushed me to realize that it would be a really great transition for me to go from Kemper to DMAC, just seeing them. They're such amazing athletes, such an inspiration for me. So I think that definitely was another big push that got me to realize that this program is definitely something that is a great transition from Kemper volleyball. So yes, those conversations were definitely important in my decision.
Now, you had other schools that were interested in you. How often were you being contacted? And I know you said you visited one on their campus that you really loved as well.
Yes, I think a lot of that happens when the season's over, after state volleyball, after you get looked at those big events. There's definitely some contact that people like to have. I kind of kept my options close. I knew I wanted to stay in Iowa, stay around here. I knew that I wanted to make sure that there was a really great nursing program involved. So a lot of the ones that didn't include those, I kind of just politely was like, this is not exactly what I'm looking for. I just knew that once I found the place that I really loved, that it would feel like home, and it definitely did when I made that decision for DMAC. So that's how I really knew. That's when I really just figured out that for myself.
Did you want to have it done before the season started and not have to worry about the pressure of college coaches and media people like me and others reaching out to you about where you're going and trying to do interviews? Is that part of the reason why you wanted to get it done before season started?
Yes, I think that definitely lifted a weight off of me so that I could just focus on playing my senior year at Kemper. That was just, we had some really big goals and really big aspirations for our senior year. So I think that getting that done and getting that decided did lift some weight off of me so that I could really focus in on my senior year of volleyball here at Kemper, and I didn't have to worry about my future. I didn't have to worry about people reaching out. So that definitely was a huge role, played a huge role in my ability to just play volleyball for Kemper and really just not have any of those other things on my mind. I could just focus on our team, focus on what job I needed to do to lead these girls to achieve the goals that we set at the beginning of the year, and just focus on having a lot of fun and enjoying the game with the amazing girls that I was surrounded with throughout the whole season.
How magical of a season was this senior year for you and that team?
Oh, I still can't even put it into words. I have people still asking about how amazing and how fun that was. A great way to go out. So I still can't even put it into words. We had an absolute dream team. I loved every single girl that I got the opportunity to play with. We were just so blessed to put that amazing team together. We had so much talent, and we knew we had so much talent. It was really just going to take us all wanting and striving for the same goals, and we got to achieve those surrounded by the most amazing coaching staff and the amazing players that I was surrounded by. So I was just super blessed with the opportunity not only to get to state, but to really achieve a step further after that and really just show ourselves that we did go out with a really great season.
You love volleyball. It's your peer, the sport you purely love more than anything, but you also compete in other sports, including you're in basketball right now. What's your message? Because you and I were talking earlier, you know, before the interview about other girls and competing. What's your message to the younger girls that, hey, you can love volleyball, but there are other things you can still compete in, and it probably benefits you in volleyball. So what's that message to the younger girls that might listen to this about maybe not just playing volleyball and doing some of the other things that help make you a better, more rounded athlete?
Yes, I think that's just a huge, huge, huge role, especially in smaller schools like we are. Everyone should go out for everything. Everyone should try everything. With numbers, we just need numbers. We have so many amazing athletes in our school, so many amazing and talented people who love to compete. And I think just bringing that, whether you've been passionate about it your whole life or not, I think just trying all of the sports, trying new things, is just necessary. You have so much fun with just being a part of a team and just competing. So I think, yes, definitely trying new things, going out for sports, being a part of something really special is huge for schools like us. So I would definitely, definitely push girls to try new things, try new sports, and really just stay eager to continue to keep your athleticism up throughout the whole year instead of just honing in on one thing. I think it just helps you with experience. It helps you with staying competitive, and it just keeps your skills up. So I would recommend that to any girl who asked my take on that.
Well, Kaylee, I appreciate all of your time here today. I'm glad we waited till the end of the season to be able to do this for you. But congrats on everything you've accomplished so far. I wish you the best of luck at DMAC. They're getting not just a special volleyball player, but a special young lady as well. So appreciate everything, and we look forward to following your career.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I really appreciate all you do.
You bet. Again, Kaylee Simons with the Kemper Catholic Knights. Again, she's going to be heading over to DMAC to continue her volleyball career as well as head into nursing.